I just turned 50. And I'm still not really, I think I haven't realized it yet. It feels strange. I got this axe for my son. So it's an Agdur. And actually the first axe I had was the same, an Agdur from Hultafors. It's really high quality. So yeah. I'm going old school. I have an Polish Lavo here behind me. Well, actually one half. The other half is in my old school rucksack. So yeah, going old school. I think this is the right time to explore the old school lifestyle, if you will. In bushcraft, old school is, you know, you're using typically military surplus material, like the two ponchos that I got, they are from, one is from 1985 and the other one is from 1986. So a part of you know, Cold War military history there, and you can get those for cheap. And there is a certain, there's something about it, you know, a certain charm, and the smell, and the natural materials. It's different. It's heavier, but some say it's worth it. I used to buy military surplus gear back in when I was a teenager and a long time ago. I'll try to put this into context. I realize that a lot of people are struggling now. We have a dark winter ahead of us. Everything is becoming more expensive, and I think it's sensible to look at options for reducing our costs. There is no reason to spend a lot of money on outdoors gear, for instance. Well, you can. I certainly have, I must admit, but you don't have to, you know, and you can have just as much joy out in the wild as with cheaper gear. Now, I'm not going to get into problematic and heavy topics in this video. I don't really feel like it. I'm in a good mood. I'm out here in nature, as you can see. It's a beautiful morning, and I've taken the day off. I'm going to do that more. I'm going to enjoy life more. I think I realized that you know, you just have to. You have to decide because that you're going to take time off, because there is never a good or a perfect time to do that. If you don't take that time off, you'll discover one day that, well, now I'm 80, not 50, but now I'm 80, and I can't go on those long hikes anymore, you know. Well, that being said, I think there are people in their 80s going for quite long hikes, actually. Now, a lot of people are worried, and I know for a fact that some of you guys, you come to this channel to, you know, to, I guess, be part of a community where we talk about difficult stuff, where we talk about how times are changing, how we are now in, I've said for a long time, a paradigm shift. But I will not always talk about these heavy topics, these difficult topics, because I don't think that's healthy. So today I will just invite you to spend some time here with me out in the woods and enjoy life. I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I carved this kuksa. I'm really pleased with it. Beautiful grain in the wood here. It's not entirely finished, but it's I will use it for my chocolate coffee today. Now the water is boiling as well. Oh, I think it looks awesome. Nothing quite like it, you know, when you have carved your own kuksa and you're out in the woods. This is the old forest cave behind me. That's what I call it. And I've been here many times. They're going to build a lot of houses down the field there. They say, or they said. Now I don't know. Because of the increased interest rate and inflation and everything. Maybe they won't. I hope they won't. I like this woodland. I like it as it is. I think that it's more important now than ever to preserve the woodland that we have left and the wilderness. We are nature. And I think we will have a much happier life if we realize that we, not only are we part of nature, but we are nature. And if you can find that connection, you will have a better life, I believe. And those of you who have already found that connection with nature, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, let's have the first sip of coffee from the new kuksa. Still a bit warm. It will have a taste of food oil, because I put food oil on the inside of the kuksa. Yeah. Now there are people who will say that, well, you're living in the past. Well, I've heard that before, and I always find it a little bit strange when people say that. In a way, we're all living in the past, you know. The past is, well, everything. When you're hearing these words, it's already in the past. But I happen to think that there are things we can learn from our ancestors. If we go back to, you know, Scandinavia, pre-Christian times, there certainly is a huge amount of wisdom, and there is something there that you can't find in modern society. Maybe I am living in the past, but that's okay. In fact, I think going back to the old ways is it's a better life than what's coming. I promise I won't get into that, but at least we can explore that option, you know. Connect with the past, connect with your ancestry. We don't have to move forward to a digital dystopia. We don't have to accept certain things that a lot of people are warning about now. We don't have to. You can say no. And I know some people will say, well, how are you going to opt out of that? How are you going to escape it? Well, I'm quite okay spending time, days at an end, out in the woods, in the wilderness, and at sea, actually. I don't have a smartphone, and, you know, I'm completely off-grid when I go out in the woods, actually. And sometimes I do that with equipment back, you know, Viking-era equipment. And that's even more old-school, of course, than military surplus stuff from the Cold War. Funny, isn't it? We're moving back into a Cold War. So, it's all circular, isn't it? You know? But anyway, that's my video for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you will follow me here on this channel. If you're not already a subscriber, then please consider subscribing. And if you have given this video a like, thank you for that. I very much appreciate that. I'll finish my coffee now, and I'll go back to my house, get the maps out, and plan some hikes and some adventures. Okay. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.